Think a minute. Have you ever been lost? If you travel to another country for the first time, getting lost can be very frustrating and discouraging. Imagine you've just come to London, England, and you want to go to a certain place in that city. A map of London would show you how to get there. But what if you had the wrong map? What if your map said London, but it was actually a map of Tokyo, Japan? Can you imagine your frustration in trying to get where you want to go in London when all the time you're following the map of Tokyo? You could work on your driving skills and concentration. Try harder, drive faster, but that would only get you to the wrong place faster. You might even change your attitude and think more positively, but you'd still be lost. Being polite and kind to other drivers and pedestrians along the way would not get you there either, because none of these things you do can change the fact that you have the wrong map. But that's the frustrating situation we often face in life. We keep looking for success, satisfaction, and love in all the wrong places because we don't have the right map. We keep going down dead-end roads that lead us nowhere, and we waste much of our life getting lost and making painful mistakes that really cost us because we don't know how to get where we want to go. But the saddest thing of all is that the right map has been there all the time. We just didn't use it. In fact, the maker of the right map also came as our personal guide to show us what we're looking for. Jesus said, "I'm the way to true life. Follow me and I'll lead you where you need and want to go. I know this land and territory called life. And I also know how to keep you from going where you don't want to go. Just trust me. I guarantee that if you follow my way, you'll find the good life and security you've been looking for." So why not ask Jesus to start leading you today? Isn't it finally time to stop going down those dead-end roads and start following the right map of life? You'll even have your own personal guide every day. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.